world coin. The one coin to rule them all? So, what is WorldCoin? And why does WorldCoin matter? WorldCoin is a digital cryptocurrency made to be usable anywhere in the world. A one-world currency. Even though there are only 2 million people at the time of writing this script that have registered for it, more and more people are signing up for it every day, and the project is being backed by some big names in the tech and AI industry. It's supposed to be an inclusive, universal, secure cryptocurrency, and it's linked to a digital ID generated from a user's biometric data. An ID, which is required if you want to buy or sell using the currency. Ring any bells? Have you ever heard about a global financial system that doesn't allow you to buy or sell unless you have a mark or identifier? This mark or identifier for WorldCoin is called a World ID. The way that you get it is you allow your irises and your eyes to be scanned by a machine they call the Orb, an iris biometric data scanning device they made. They then use the biometric data from your irises as a way to verify that you are a unique human. You see, WorldCoin was made on the premise that eventually AI will become so good at pretending to be human that more advanced ID systems will need to be made to verify that users online are human. They fear the current world financial system is at risk of being manipulated by those who will control AI if such an ID system isn't put in place. And they think the biometric digital passport, the World ID, will serve that purpose of determining who is human and who isn't. One way or another, they say, a world biometric proof of personhood, a world ID, is inevitable. And so instead of letting an evil government build it, they themselves decided to build it and assure us that once the system is in place, they'll distribute power equally and fairly to all. Those behind WorldCoin think they're helping humanity. But if any of you are familiar with the description about the mark of the beast in the Bible, what they're saying should be very alarming. It caused all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of its name. WorldCoin is laying down the groundwork for a global financial system that seems like it could eventually lead to just that. Read their mission statement. The mission of the WorldCoin project is to build the world's largest identity and financial network as a public utility, giving ownership to everyone. In other words, it's supposed to be a global financial and identity system for all that you can only use if you allow your eyeballs to be scanned. So, for example, if a country were to switch to WorldCoin as their state currency and stop using physical cash, as a byproduct, that would cause all people in their country to either scan their eyes or be excluded from their own country's economy. Now, I'm not saying that WorldCoin is the mark, but the system they are setting up for WorldCoin sure seems eerily similar. They aren't asking for a mark in the right hand or forehead. But perhaps with time, they'll find iris scans won't work for all people, like those who suffer eye damage after signing up and can't recover their account. On top of all of this, WorldCoin is being sold to the public as a potential solution to some of the fundamental problems of the world, like the distribution of power and resources, and hints at possibly being the monetary framework that would allow for a universal basic income, possibly distributed by an AI. Coincidentally enough, the co-founder of WorldCoin is none other than the CEO of OpenAI, Sam Altman. OpenAI is the company that owns and operates ChatGPT. He ironically helped start OpenAI in 2015 as a nonprofit research organization committed to advancing digital intelligence for the benefit of humanity, promising to be transparent and share their findings with the world. Fast forward to today, though, and OpenAI is now a profit-driven company in bed with Microsoft, sharing very little, if any, of their findings with anyone. If Sam Altman's track record says anything, it's that his ideals, like most others, quickly fall to the wayside once money gets involved. More so, his company WorldCoin even admits that they're making the biometric ID only because they think someone worse than them will make it in the future if they don't. They're convinced that the only way forward for humanity, the solution, is a universal global economic and identification system in which you will need to allow biometric data to be taken from you in order to buy and sell. The other co-founder of WorldCoin, Alex Blania, thinks that a global ID and economic system is the only way forward. And that is the same conclusion that most other people in the world will likely come to as well, because they think the world can't function without money. But there is another way. That other way is that humans start sharing. Sharing resources freely with each other. We don't need to pay each other to do things. Everyone can and could start working and doing what they do now voluntarily. Jesus himself practiced this and said, "You cannot serve two masters. You will hate one and love the other, or despise one and admire the other. You cannot serve both God and money." Yet the human race goes on working for money. If the human race would stop working for money and share all they have with one another, there would be no need for money or WorldCoin. Instead of putting our trust in our own creations like the idol worshippers of the past did, we should put our faith in a loving God who sent his son to inspire people to quit working for money and to share with one another. If the human race would focus on serving God and our fellow humans, we would be able to solve all of the world's problems without the need of money. But only if we listen to God and his son's teachings. To hear more about how the world could be if everyone listened to Jesus' teachings, please click on the link in the description below. So, which will you choose? God or money? One choice will lead to a global world identification and financial system, which you'll need to register for in order to buy and sell, while the other will lead to a global system built on trust in a loving creator, held together by a volunteer workforce motivated by love. If you choose the latter, we'd love to hear from you today and get in touch so we can join together in an effort to bring about that system, that kingdom of God. Thank you for listening, and God bless.